CW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The New York Police Department said to be alarmed by posters outside the New York Stock Exchange suggesting that Luigi Mangione is a martyr and that the murder of healthcare CEO Brian Thompson is, quote, a symbolic takedown over perceived corruption. Mangione remains in a Pennsylvania jail, refusing extradition to New York, where he is charged with Thompson's murder. Conditions are improving in Southern California. Santa Ana winds calmer, even though that fire in the hills above Malibu continues to burn. Out this morning, new numbers on inflation.
The November Consumer Price Index is expected to show a slight acceleration in inflation from the previous month. That might normally be enough for the Fed to hold interest rates where they are. But the job market continues to be resilient. Many economists expect the Fed to shave 0.25% from a key interest rate next week.
ABC's Jim Ryan. The numbers just released show consumer prices up 0.3% as expected. Pope Francis making his first remarks about Syria this morning. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation is looking into an officer-involved death in Oshkosh. Officials say Oshkosh police received a 911 call about a stabbing on West 10th Avenue last night. Officers found a victim outside and a man inside the home brandishing a bladed weapon. The suspect failed to comply with orders to drop the weapon, and an officer discharged a firearm, hitting the suspect. While officers were trying to save the suspect, a second stabbing victim was found in the home. All injured parties were taken to the hospital, where the suspect was pronounced dead. DCI continues to investigate the incident. When the investigation concludes, it will give reports to the Winnebago County District Attorney's Office. The Donald Trump allies involved in a scheme to overturn the 2020 election results in Wisconsin could face decades behind bars. Savannah Tomei Olson has the new developments in the fake elector case.
The scheme involved Trump campaign staff and allies. Jim Troupas, a lawyer representing the Trump campaign in Wisconsin, Trump campaign advisor Kenneth Cheesebro, and former White House aide Michael Roman. The State Department of Justice says they had 10 Republican electors sign fake documents saying Trump won Wisconsin when Biden had 20,000 more votes. Prosecutors say they planned to give this fake paperwork to Congress so Trump would get Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes. In July, the three were charged with one count each of felony forgery. Well, now the prosecutors have tacked on more charges, an additional count for each of the signatures on the fake document. That means Troupas, Cheesebro, and Roman each now face 11 felony counts of forgery. Each of those counts could carry up to 6 years in prison and up to $10,000 in fines. Tomorrow is their first day in court. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
Packers get ready for Seattle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers installing the game plan for the Seahawks in Seattle on Sunday Night Football. If Green Bay wins and the Falcons lose, the Packers could clinch a playoff spot with four games remaining. Packers tight end Tucker Kraft.
This next storm of games, we're going to be locked in. You know, we're going to be energized. We're going to bring that juice. We're going to be locked into our technique, our assignment, our alignment. If we win a line of scrimmage, we win each game.
College basketball, the Badgers lost down in Illinois last night, 86-80. That's Wisconsin's third loss in a row. NBA, the Bucks with a 114-109 win over the Orlando Magic, and that means the Bucks are headed to the NBA Cup tournament in Las Vegas this weekend. After the game, Damian Lillard praised teammate Bobby Portis for his leadership.
You always want to make sure that you behave in a way that's respectable even when it's not going your way, because it's going to turn and you want people to know. You know, it's always great to see when Bobby is doing his thing. You know, it's infectious and it changes our team.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Light snow this morning, around an inch or less of accumulation possible, then becoming windy with falling temperatures this afternoon. We'll be in the teens by late today. Tonight, windy and cold with a low of 2 above and a wind chill in the teens below zero. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 11. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WGBW Weekly Newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversations in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WGBW.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversations. Sign up today at WGBW.FM/newsletter.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, public service announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. If you ever have a question for the doctor, just email it to janesays@civicmedia.us. We'll see you then.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinair on air.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody.
Good morning.
Here we are, Shannon and the mayor, because Johnny's off this morning. So we are here on a, the sun's out. I mean, you look out the window,
and
the sun's out.
And there's a really pretty little snow.
Right.
Very
26 degrees
beautiful.
In Green Bay, 27 in Appleton, 25 in Oshkosh. And we have a special guest. Johnny's going to be sorry he missed today for a lot of reasons. We've had some great people on here. Michael was on from Simple Life Hospitality. Of course, Molly from Day by Day Shelter. And the Melcors were just here from Berkshire, Berkshire Hathaway. Now, though, this is a good one. Elena Parman. Elena is a, what would you call
it? A saint.
Okay, just wait. I'm talking for I'm trying to touch on something a little bit. She is a personal trainer with a lot of patience and a lot of knowledge, and and she is my personal trainer. And she was just No, she was saying before that when it started, it was a little rocky. She goes, you know what she said, Todd? She goes, Jim tells it like it is.
He does.
Like, what?
He'll say something sometimes that I don't even know how to respond to, but I just take it as it is.
Well, yeah. Well, here we are, but I'm trying to make...
He's a high D.
A high D.
Yeah, in the disc profile of people, he's a high D. Yeah.
I need to take this. I wonder what I am.
I am too. I'm very intrigued.
Yeah.
Yeah, it goes to 100 and I was 98 D.
Wow.
I know. So that's a little high. But that's okay. But I just want to say that there's the D, the I is... But the S is for... It all stands for something. C is for compassion or something. The guy who came, this Navy SEAL guy who did the seminar for us, it's only 24 questions.
Oh.
It doesn't take long to do it at all.
Oh,
it's amazing what they glean out of those 24 questions. And he said, you need all four to run a successful organization. It's not like make the D's, turn them into I's or something. You
right.
Know, it's not at all. So,
well, you being high D, so you obviously don't have all four.
I'm a high D. Just wait. No, I'm a high D and a high I. But then it kind of drops off a little
bit.
So, but what it does is it tells you, like, let's say you're a high I or a high S. I can read on how to communicate with you.
Oh, okay.
That's more in your language.
Very interesting.
Which is what we're very compassionate.
No.
Oh, no, that's the C.
No,
No
way. No. I don't believe it. I was taken aback by that one.
So, okay. Elena, you are this Western racket and fitness trainer.
Yes.
How'd you get into that?
Actually, my background is in news. So I was a news anchor for a decade. And then my husband and I moved here for his job.
Where were you anchoring?
I was anchoring in Cincinnati. And then also I was in Indianapolis, Rochester, Minnesota.
And then you came here.
Then I came here. Yeah. And I've loved being in Green Bay, but I was wondering what's next. And I've always had a passion for fitness. I'm a certified yoga instructor, so I figured why not broaden the horizon?
Nice.
I've always been the fitness friend in the friend group. I would, train friends for fun on the side, so I decided to make it official.
Well, how can I be your friend so I don't have to pay $80 every time I see you?
Well, now I don't. Now I don't do the free training thing. Everybody is charged.
Okay, all right.
Yes,
that's great that you're in this and you found Western.
Yeah, I love it. I interviewed at a few different places, and the community at Western, it just felt like a perfect fit for me. Everybody's so welcoming. And
we've had Tad on here.
Okay.
The nutritionist guy.
He's hilarious.
Yes. And then we had Mary's boyfriend, the football player. He owns a beauty shop.
Oh, yeah. Jared.
Jared.
Yeah. Yep.
Jared's been on here too. And I know he's at Western all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had to judge the health and wellness of Green Bay versus Cincinnati, could you make a...
Well, it's kind of hard for me to judge that because the atmosphere I'm in all day is in a gym. So I see people who are wanting to be fit all day long. So I'm around people who are into health and wellness. So it's really hard for me to judge it.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know that there's some statistic that says Wisconsin has the most beer drinkers and whatnot. Not that that really has to do with fitness, but... There's some sort of correlation in there, but the people that I surround myself with.
He's drinking beer right now.
Wow. Let's see. 8:11 a.m.
Yeah.
Good.
You got to work for him. It's
because he deals with Jim.
We're all going to pitch in and get him, you as a trainer. So that's, don't tell him that.
Well, now he knows.
You were going to come here and, John kind of chickened out. We're going to do push-up today.
Well, guess what? When I train you in 2 hours, you're going to do push-ups for me. Yeah. So. In 2 hours, Jim will be doing burpees and push-ups.
Elena, I've got some cash in my pocket. Can I, sweeten the deal and have you videotape that for us?
Yeah. No, can't do that. No, we signed that thing, right? It's a little privacy. It's HIPAA, even though not because we have big HIPAAs. It's because
she could blow her out your face.
Yeah, she,
okay. I could do that. Yes.
Oh, that's Jim.
Yeah.
So, look, the holidays are coming up and people are going to be invited to a lot of things.
Yes.
A
lot of
As
parties.
A matter of fact, like you're coming to my party. Which
I am.
And I went, do you drink?
I do drink.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. I
don't go out of control, but drink at a time.
Okay. I don't drink. So I went and bought alcohol. I was telling Tod, that's expensive.
Very.
I'm not complaining. It's just, wow, I hadn't done this in a while since last year.
Yeah. I only do on occasion. So I might have one drink or so at your party.
Right.
I'm not a weekend drinker now.
Oh, well, that's, there's people who are more than every weekend.
So tell
me, though, what can people do? I mean, this is a tough time of year.
Yeah.
Because of the invitations.
Yeah.
Lots of
and
temptation.
The stress.
Stress, yes. So, for me, during the holidays, a big thing is meditation. So, I wake up, meditate for at least 5 or 10 minutes, and that kind of sets the tone for the day. Also, first thing in the morning, workout. That'll help keep your sanity at bay.
Right.
And also, it just makes you feel better. Not even from a physical standpoint, but from a mental standpoint as well. Helps to cure that stress.
Do you hit the snooze alarm when you meditate?
No. No.
That would be called sleep for me.
So
you wake up and then you meditate.
Wake up, meditate.
You must get out of bed and sit on a chair or something, right?
I get up. Well, I do moving meditation. So it's possible. Oh. So there is, there's such thing as moving meditation. There's also, sitting in one place. But it's very hard for me to sit in one place. So I do it as I'm doing little things in the morning. I don't know. It's probably not as good as sitting in one place type of meditation. But it works for me.
But that can help with the stress.
It can.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Because people, they do gain a little bit of weight this time of year. And there's so many, we had a lady come in here. Get this. Did I tell you about that Coach Kathy that came in here?
You did tell me.
Okay,
yeah.
And she brought in cookies and they're really good.
Yeah.
I was like, but she must make that and be disciplined enough not to eat them or something.
Stop at one or, right. It's hard to do, but you do have to be disciplined. And, another thing, when going to parties, bring a healthy dish.
Oh, yeah.
So that way, if you're trying to watch what you're eating, bring something is healthy And if you don't see any other healthy options, you can eat.
You'll at least have that.
Yeah, you'll at least have that.
And then next season, nobody will invite you to the party because you brought.
Yeah.
Who brought that? What the hell was that? That green and orange. What was that? I don't know.
I'm going to
She took it home. She's the only
gyms.
One that ate it.
There you go.
No, don't. I'm good. I got everything we need. Don't bring anything. But it is a tough time. And I want to talk about the stress a little bit. I want you to talk a little bit more about yoga because. We can go see you, but people can do that online, right?
You can do it online, yeah. You can, you know, there are YouTube videos. There's a really good yoga online YouTube woman. Her name's Yoga with Adrian. She started doing it before the online videos became a big thing, and then she kind of blew up, I guess you would say, in popularity. That's a good person to follow for yoga routines that are online, I think. Yoga with Adrian. She's on YouTube, so... It's a good. Those are some good videos.
All right,
to do.
Let's keep that in mind. Yoga with Elena.
Yeah, yoga. Oh,
no, it's Adrian. I know. I got that.
That actually.
A little bit of yoga. Tell me about what people should be eating. And I know you're going to tell me fruits and vegetables, but
yeah.
But I mean, tell me about cheating a little bit. How do you get through the holidays? You're in obviously great shape. How do you get through it?
It's a little. So I can't prescribe meals because I'm not a certified nutritionist. But in general, it's good to, you know, have protein at every meal and make sure you get in the adequate amounts of fruits and vegetables per day. If you don't want to consume them, drink a juice, you know, like a cold pressed juice. A shout out to Bonafide. I love that place.
That's good. Doctor said to eat the protein first.
Yeah. So. I don't know. I'm not educated in the order of what to eat.
But which works for me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm okay with that. And then the fruits and vegetables and then eat the carbs last.
Yeah.
Typically.
That works. Okay.
Well,
that makes sense.
Making sure
works for him. Yeah. I'm working on it.
Just make sure, you know, you get the protein, the carbs, a fruit or a vegetable in every meal. That's a good, you know, baseline to start at.
All right. Let's talk about working out.
Yep.
So tell me a little bit about Western. You know, there's great places here, I think, in Green Bay. I mean, you got to admit, the Y
lots
system here is good.
Lots of good options.
And, you know, Planet Fitness is all right. A little less expensive.
Yeah, there's options for everyone, for every budget.
Cool.
I think it's great. And for Western particularly, we do have some specials that are going on right now. I'm going to pull them up just so I don't mess it up.
All right. No, it's
good. Yeah, yeah. So... receive 10% off of a membership when you pay for an annual membership.
Cool.
So that's a good deal that's going on right now. You can reach out to Amy, who is our membership person, if you're interested in joining Western. And, you know, no, don't feel as if you're interested and you do a tour that you have to buy a membership. It's just, you know, it's a free consultation type thing. And you go in tour, see if it's a good fit for you. We also have personal training special offers, which I do think, you know, a plug for personal training. I think it's a good thing to invest in.
Well, you have 19 there, don't you?
The difference.
You have a lot of personal trainers.
We have a
lot
of personal
trainers.
When
I go at 10 o'clock, Todd, I swear to God, everybody there is with a personal trainer.
Yeah,
maybe there's one guy who's not, but 90% of the people when I go have a personal trainer.
Yep.
Which
they push you. Push you.
Well, yeah, it's. Exactly.
Yeah, there's a big difference. There's a big difference. You know, I've worked out with a trainer before, and the difference between how I push myself when I'm working out by myself versus when I'm with a personal trainer, it's like night and day.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
So what's the deal?
What's
my new deal?
Purchase 12 to 24 PT sessions, get one free. 36 to 48, get two free. 72 to 96, get three free. 108 to 144 for free, 6 months of membership or four free sessions with 144.
Oh,
good deal. Amy has all that.
Amy has all that.
All right. You need to stick around. I'll talk to you a little bit more, Elena.
Yeah.
And we have to talk about yoga with Elena.
Yeah.
I know. I'm just kidding. That's the lady's name. All right. We're going to be right back. This is Shannon and the Mayor. You are listening to 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS and the Civic Media app. We'll be right back.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Freezing your credit sounds drastic, but it's not. In fact, freezing your credit is one of the best ways you can protect yourself from identity theft. Freezing your credit doesn't stop your credit score from going up or down. It's just a way to make sure that nobody can open an account in your name, not even you, without removing your freeze first. So to freeze your credit, you just contact each of the three major credit bureaus and you request a credit freeze. Just search up the term credit freeze and you'll find the phone numbers and websites where you can get it all done. And don't worry, you can always unfreeze your credit when you need to apply for new credit, like a loan or something, by contacting each bureau again. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org or text money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Shannon,
welcome
the mayor.
Back.
Johnny is out this morning, but we're going to see him this afternoon at Zambondi's.
No.
What?
Zambonis.
No. Zamboni is what they clear the ice with.
Correct.
At the hockey game.
My husband wants one of those. He's always said he wants to buy one.
That's fun.
Yeah. What? Random. Very random. Like, where are you going to put it?
Take her up and down the street or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, I don't know. Michael wants it.
Well, he's a big-time surgeon. Maybe you could get a huge ice skating rink in the backyard.
Yeah.
And your kids could play hockey and also or figure skating.
That's a good idea.
Figure skating is cool. I have a... That's not as lucrative as hockey, but it's great. And maybe if you have some other rich neighbors, you could lease out the Zamboni, go over there and clean it.
Yeah, right?
So it could all work.
Every time Michael always is like, I want one of those. I'm like,
wow. Okay.
Zambaldi beer is where you guys are going to
get. That's back to where we were. Zambaldi beer right on Webster Avenue, right next to Gallagher's. And at 4 o'clock, from 4 to 7 tonight, Johnny and I are going to be serving beer. It's called Pints for a Purpose. And when you come in and buy a pint of beer or a lager or a flat, a dollar of every purchase goes to the Alzheimer's Association here in Brown County. And it's great.
Yeah.
They are really working hard. And the lady who runs it does both Brown County and Door County. So the walks, the education, the awareness. And, you know, we want to support that. I had a sister who died from that. And John and Todd both have close relatives or close people in their family. And it's something that I think we're making some progress on. You know, sometimes you read this stuff, it's like, okay, come on. There's been some breakthroughs to slow it down.
Yeah.
Not cure it, slow it down.
Right.
And we want to support that. So,
which is amazing.
It is. So it's tonight, 4 to 7. But for people who want to be healthy, and I think down deep we all do, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to be healthy? Right. Who doesn't want to feel good?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Like Pat Paulson said, you know, I'd rather be rich and healthy than sick and poor. Right.
Well,
yeah.
I was Pat Paul. You guys weren't even close to being on the planet when he was around.
Oh.
I just thought that was one of his funnier
That's
lines.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it is, right?
That is pretty good.
So here we are. You work at Western. You're a personal trainer.
Yes.
Very successful. And Western does a good job, but it costs a little bit of money to do that.
It does. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's okay. Any advice for people who maybe aren't going to do that?
Yeah. So, you know, it does cost money. It's an investment in your health. For people who might not have that budget right now, a good thing to do is just walk. I feel walking is one of the best and most underrated exercises anybody can do. And you don't need any equipment for it. You can just step out the door and walk outside. Obviously, it's pretty cold here.
So you might need a jacket.
It's pretty cold here in the wintertime and can be icy, so a little dangerous. But another good option is mall walking.
Yeah.
Walk in the mall. People do it. It's a thing. They do. There are mall walkers. That's a really good way to stay fit for free.
It's a thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they even have like signs up in the mall. It's like, however many laps, so many miles.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, you can maybe get on Amazon some bands, some of those, resistance bands.
Oh, there you go.
Do some workouts at home with those. Those are cheap and they get the job done.
What about like the ankle weights?
Ankle weights. Yes. I do. I actually have those. I like those.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are good. So there are plenty of ways to work out on a limited budget.
I back in my other job, I'd met with the Surgeon General, and he was actually shared a cab with him. He said that if he could write, and this is the doctor of the United States, right?
Yeah,
he's the top dog. If he could write one prescription, because we are people asking him this, that, and all these nutritions and questions, he would write a prescription to walk.
Oh yeah.
So he said. So think about that. It's free.
Yeah.
Nobody's ripping you off. I mean,
right.
And that Coach Kathy who comes in here, who lost 235 pounds, which is unbelievable.
Incredible. Yeah.
And she's got the greatest glow about her and demeanor and outlook on life. And she walks every day, like a lot, like 18,000 steps was her minimum.
Yeah.
Her minimum. Exactly.
That's a very large minimum. Most people should aim to get about 10,000, but I don't know the exact statistics, but 7,000 to 10,000 is a good marker to reduce levels of Alzheimer's.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's
among
perfect.
Other things. Among other things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So did you, I don't know how you work in the morning, but if you listen, my co-host, John Minow,
mm-hmm.
who I thought you knew, but you don't.
Nope.
He keeps track of his steps.
I do too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Last weekend, mm-hmm. Saturday, Sunday, 48 hours.
Yeah.
335 steps.
Ooh. No way. Are you sure he's tracking right? There's no way
that's the bathroom and back, right?
Right.
I mean, pretty much.
Does he sit on the couch all weekend?
He did that weekend.
It was football.
But was he sick?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just teasing him. But we both have this goal to get in shape, and we'll have this push-up contest next time you're back.
Yeah, perfect.
Now, how are you going to train me for that?
We'll work on that today. We'll work on some push-ups at the gym today.
All right.
Chest presses.
There you go.
Yeah.
So if someone's like new to working out and they're like, okay, well, I can't afford to see a personal trainer because what, two times a week is?
I think, two or three times a week is a good marker. If you really want to see change, you have to, I would say three times per week, 3 days of resistance training, mm-hmm. and then sprinkle in some walking every day. Aim for those 7,000 to 10,000 steps every day.
So even if they can't, so they're like, oh, I can't afford, 3 days a week. Could someone even just come and meet with you, say, maybe one or two times?
Yeah, we do offer free demos with clients.
And just kind of,
yes.
What can I do from here on out?
Yep.
Can...
Yes, so with per client, potential clients, I should say, you can do a demo session, and that's a free session that you can give to people. And then you also, they get two free sessions per person,
Wonderful.
Yes.
And you can... If you're going to stay at Western, you learn the machines, right? You kind of want to learn that because some of those can be a little bit intimidating. Some of them are.
That's a good point that you bring up. Every first Tuesday of the month at 9 a.m. as well as at 5 p.m., we do a Master the Machines session, which I actually am the leader of it. So I go through the machines and demonstrate to members who want to learn how to use the machines how to use those machines.
I think that's great.
Machines.
And those machines are... Not easy, but depending on the weight, I mean, they're very smooth. That's what I was looking for. It's not
smooth,
like you're
going to
hurt yourself in those machines.
And it's a good option for people who, aren't, dumbbells are harder to use than machines because mm-hmm. you have to, stabilize yourself with your core, your legs. But machines, they're a little bit easier because you can sit down. But that being said, they also can be challenging as you add the weight.
Right.
Challenge yourself.
That's awesome. Yeah. All right. So we're going to, you are an advocate of yoga, and you say online there's yoga with, not Elena, but with
yoga
who?
With Adrian's pretty
Adrian.
Good. Yeah.
Look at that one. That's a good one.
Good
we
one.
Can always go to Western. You got some great ideas coming in. And Todd plays your music for you. We're going to get you back here, and we're going to do a little more with my co-host when he's back. But, Elena, thanks for what you're doing to make Green Bay healthy, right?
Thank you.
And it's awesome. We're going to see you Saturday. Thanks for what you're doing. And actually, I'm going to see you in 2 hours.
Yes, an hour and a half now.
Okay.
Better show up on time,
thanks
Jim.
For coming in. Thanks All right, Elena Parman, Western Rack. And we'll be-
you're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Wisconsin Republicans have filed a lawsuit seeking a court order to resolve a discrepancy between state and federal laws about what date the state's presidential electors must meet to cast Wisconsin's 10 Electoral College votes for President-elect Donald Trump. State law calls for the meeting to take place on December 16th of this year. But a two-year-old federal law says the vote must take place this year on December 17th. The Wisconsin Republican Party filed a lawsuit Friday in U.S. District Court seeking an order that electors follow the federal law and cast their votes on December 17th. We're in the middle of open enrollment for affordable health care coverage. Melissa Kay has more.
The enrollment period for affordable health care coverage is open now. Wisconsinites statewide can sign up for health insurance now through January 15th. The open enrollment period began on November 1st and extends through January 15th, 2025. More than 250,000 people in Wisconsin signed up for health insurance during the last open enrollment period. Signed into law in 2010, the Affordable Care Act ensures people can access health insurance without lifetime limits and protects the coverage of people who have pre-existing conditions. Another key provision of the ACA, authored by Senator Baldwin, allows young people to stay on their parents' insurance until the age of 26.
Vicki Bayer, the Green Bay Area Public Schools interim superintendent, will remain in her position through the end of the 2025-26 school year. The district's Board of Education voted unanimously to extend her contract this week. The district will use the extra time to explore options for hiring a superintendent for the 2026-27 school year. Bayer has been interim superintendent for 9 months, following the resignation of Claude Tiller in March. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Home Alone is at the top of many people's viewing list every holiday season. According to an Instagram poll conducted by the website Pubity, Home Alone was voted the greatest Christmas movie of all time. The film garnered 446,000 votes to take first place ahead of The Nightmare Before Christmas, which came in second. If you want to be entertained, read the comments on the Instagram poll where people argue about Christmas movies, and not exactly with holiday cheer. Other runner-ups included The Santa Claus, Christmas Vacation, Elf, and It's a Wonderful Life. You want to talk about range as an actor? Who could play Bruce Springsteen, a wrestler in Iron Claw and the son of Jabba the Hutt? The answer is Jeremy Allen White. White has just signed on to play Jabba the Hutt's son in The Mandalorian and Grogu. Variety reports that White will provide the voice for the role and that this is the Emmy-winning actor's first role in a major movie franchise. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Light snow this morning, around an inch or less of accumulation possible, then becoming windy with falling temperatures this afternoon. We'll be in the teens by late today. Tonight, windy and cold with a low of 2 above and a wind chill in the teens below zero. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 11. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Master Discombobulator Dan Schaefer and Northeast Wisconsin actor Kurt Krause drops by the studio to discuss independent film. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back.
All right, with Shannon and the Mayor.
Yeah.
Shannon Cohen has been sitting in this morning because John had something else to do. You're awesome. I mean, you...
Oh, and thank you.
Well, we've had quite a variety of people, right? From Simple Life Hospitality to the day-by-day homeless shelter and then the realtors and the Western...
Training.
The training. And you know enough, a little bit about everything enough to be
a
good host.
I like to think so.
Yeah. Oh,
thank you.
That's awesome. And now we're going to talk with Jenny Yonk. You know, I'm always talking about how great things are in the holidays, get into it, but... Something that we can't deny, and I don't think we do in this community, is suicide. Mm-hmm. And it happens. And yeah. The big event that you probably all are aware of is the Be the Light Walk, which takes place in September. Thousands of people come. We light the bridges, you know, to honor your color. And people come and some of them have pictures of who they lost.
Wonderful.
It's a great time to talk to someone else because that's... The survivors of suicide must suffer quite a bit.
Oh, guilt absolutely.
But Jenny, you are here, and you're much more than Be the Light Walk. You are the chairperson of the Brown County Coalition for Suicide Prevention. And I'm glad you're doing that.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about this very important topic.
And is this a tough time of year?
It's a tough time for people in their mental health. A lot of additional stress, people experiencing depression and anxiety around the holidays. But a matter of fact, it's a myth that suicide occurs more regularly around the holidays. Because it is a very festive time, a lot of people will reach out to those that they care about. So I work at the crisis center as well. So we actually see less calls and less need for service around the holidays.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean people aren't struggling.
Right.
And it's really important then after the holidays end to continue that support of those loved ones that you know are having a hard time because it can go away after the holidays
right. It's
end.
So much buildup and hype and you're with all your favorite people and then it's nothing.
Right, right.
And I was talking to you during the break and another myth, something that some of us would think that suicide is a lot of, you know, teenagers. And struggling with so many things, you know, they talk about the bullying and then just, and then come just a lot of things, but it's not limited to teens.
Right. Suicide is not limited to any one population. It affects everybody, no matter age, race, demographic, any kind of information. Youth tend to talk about suicide more often. They have higher rates of suicide attempts, but it's actually the elderly that have the highest, deaths by suicide, and that's because most of their attempts are premeditated. They are very well thought out. The elderly also have complex medical issues that can make them more susceptible to death following an attempt. Mm. So we have to really think about all of those people that we care about, from our young people to our older adults as well.
Right.
That's sad.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's sad with anybody, but I'm just saying that elderly people who really think about this and have a higher, I hate to call it a success rate, but they have a higher, whatever the rate is called, that's too bad. What can we do, though? I mean, I don't know that people walk around with signs saying I'm suicidal.
No. Yeah, how can we help?
It's really just keeping an eye and an ear out to those people that you see and interact with. If something seems off, if you're worried about them, taking that minute or couple seconds to just check in and ask if they're okay. Being direct, you need to ask them directly, are you having thoughts of suicide? A lot of people are.
ID. We're direct.
That's you. That's
yes.
right. That's
yeah.
right.
But I think you're right about that because that is not a comfortable subject. But you have to say to them, look, honey, are you in any danger of hurting yourself? Because that can happen. I mean, that has happened.
Right.
So. Is there like signs that you kind of notice that people can notice or look out for?
Honestly, one of the most common signs is people talking about suicide. And I think
again, there's a misconception that, well, if somebody talks about suicide, they're not actually going to do it because they wouldn't tell you. No, sometimes they are telling you exactly what they're thinking because they want somebody to right. ask. They want somebody to help them. It is a very lonely feeling to be having those thoughts. It's very scary. Usually by the time someone's at that point, they have been struggling with those thoughts for a very long time, trying to help themselves, and they're reaching a point where they don't know what more to do, so it's an escape from what they're dealing with. So we need people to ask. You're not going to give someone the idea to kill themselves by asking if they're thinking about suicide.
You know what? Again, I had that, a lot of experience with this, but a little bit, and I was surprised by that. Like, bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to them, say, look, are you suicidal? I'm like, no, put that in their head. It's like, look, if it's there, it's there.
Right, right. Right. You want to bring it up. Similarly, when someone's lost a loved one to suicide, we also want to think about those people that have experienced that loss, and we want to be comfortable talking to them about the experience. Because I think suicide is such a stigmatized topic. It's kind of taboo in our community, which our coalition is working very hard to get people comfortable talking about it. But those survivors that have lost someone to suicide, often people don't know what to say to them. It's very different.
That is very true.
In their minds than losing someone to a heart attack. People are more comfortable talking about that, but they don't often know how to approach that topic. But someone's lost a loved one. Just be there for them. Just offer support.
Tell me, the crisis liner, does the person who's struggling call you, or can someone else call you and say, I know this person? Tell me how that works. That's a 24/7 thing, right?
Right. Yep. The crisis center has 24-hour phone counseling and in-person counseling. So someone can walk into our center at any time. And it can be either. It can be the person that's struggling and wanting help, or it can be someone that's saying, I know someone's struggling and I don't know how to help. Like, what? Tell me what my next steps are. Tell me where I can take them. So the crisis line's available to Brown County residents specifically. Every county in Wisconsin has crisis services. So if you're not listening from Brown County, there is help available to you. There's also the National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, 988, which is available nationwide. So anyone can utilize that number, and they provide the same type of support.
That's it? Like that's it? 988?
988, yep. Three digits. Easy to remember, mm-hmm. easy to call.
I'm not sure I knew that. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, that's...
Where does that ring?
In Wisconsin, Family Services has 988 Wisconsin Lifeline. They are the call center for the entire state, and the crisis center backs them up. But there are call centers throughout the nation. So depending on where you're located or where your phone number is registered to...
That's awesome.
Great to know.
Tell me about the what to say or the stigmatism. I think... I don't want to say what people think, but I'm assuming what people think is that there might have been a failure, or you know what I mean? And I just, that's a, people who understand suicide, that's a very selfish thing to do.
That's what people say.
Okay, that's, I'm on three on my myths, aren't I? I am not doing very well this with
you. I appreciate you bringing them up.
Okay, tell me about how, what do we say, or you don't think that, okay, you talk.
So again, someone who's been struggling with thoughts of suicide, a lot of times they are thinking about the people around them because they feel like they can be a burden to the people around them. So maybe it's easier if I am not here. And it's really just about trying to find some relief and escape from the pain that they're in. So if someone's having thoughts of suicide, we would really discourage you from, you know, pointing out that it's selfish or think of how that's going to affect the people that you love. Mm-hmm. It's really about, tell me what's happening with you, what's got you to this point, what could help. Really just being there. And sometimes it's not even saying anything, because we do, when we don't know what to say, sometimes have a tendency to say the wrong thing because we're just spewing words. So it's sometimes just being comfortable with being with that person and listening.
And so if someone is suicidal, they say, yeah, I'm thinking about that. What's the cure? Like, is it counseling? Is it a different environment? Is there a common thread? Because that's not a lifelong thing, is it? You can get cured from being suicidal, right?
It's...
Or am I 0-4 now?
No. There's definitely help available. People that have thoughts of suicide don't continue necessarily to have thoughts of suicide throughout their life. For some, those thoughts can be very short-lived. It's in response to a situational stressor. So it might just be distracting them from what's going on or giving them support in that moment. For others, it is ongoing, persistent mental health condition that has led them to that point. So it might be seeing a psychiatrist and getting on medication, and definitely counseling for anyone that's having thoughts of suicide, talking about what led them to that point and working through that would be helpful. So it's no one thing. It really varies depending on the individual, but we do always encourage, at least, again, if you're having thoughts of suicide, you can walk into the crisis center at any time of day to talk to one of our counselors to help. We can help you kind of work through what got you there and what are the next steps? What might it take to help you stay safe?
And as you say that, I'm thinking, well, they can't drive. But you're saying a lot of the people are 55, 60, 65 mm-hmm. years old that are contemplating this, and they can
See you, drop in. Those that can't drive, a lot of times they reach out to friends. They reach out parents sometimes, or a trusted adult. And those people can help get them there. The school is a great source of referral to the crisis center. They pick up on a lot of people that are struggling. And we have ways also to assist with transportation if people can't get to us, or we go mobile as well.
Jenny, I've got a question, if you don't mind, Jim. While we don't, in news, we don't necessarily report on suicide stories, right?
Right.
But sometimes it's kind of known what's going on. Mm-hmm. Do you see copycat situations where that takes place and then that may spur somebody else to follow through?
There are times that we have seen that, and as the coalition, that's been something that we've done, is tried to discourage publicity around deaths by suicide, especially I think in our area, probably one of the most commonly known is the bridge. The Leo Frigo Bridge has been a site of deaths by suicide, so we have discouraged the media from drawing attention to that. And it's not necessarily that we shouldn't report on those deaths like any other death, but it can cause people to consider that option, and also can be painful, especially if names are put out there to draw that attention to how someone died.
Were you at the suicide walk when we had the guy who jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge there?
I don't believe I was there that year.
I'll talk about that break. I want to get him back here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Unbelievable. I got his book. Unbelievable story. Mm-hmm. It's just an incredible story. And there's a bridge that people know what, well, they know it for a lot of things. I mean, it connects to Sausalito, but I think people have used that bridge for suicide. And I think that is, I hope Leo Frigo Bridge never turns into that. Although we've had a couple on there.
Mm-hmm. And I think that gentleman's story, one of the most powerful pieces of it is how quickly after he jumped, almost immediately after that, he regretted that decision and was glad to survive. And that kind of demonstrates how quickly that mindset can shift, that if we can delay someone for just seconds from following through on an attempt, we can save their life.
And he's not, I just want to say, he's not alone in that. This is what he told me, and I haven't seen him in, what, 7, 8 years, but the survivors of the Golden Gate Bridge, to a T, 100% of them are like, after they jump, they're like, what am I doing? Mm-hmm. That's scary in and of itself, I think.
Right.
There are not a lot of survivors. I mean, he was very, very fortunate what happened to him. Mm-hmm. So, all right, here we are, Green Bay, holidays. We have suicide going on in all walks of life and all age levels. Couple pieces of advice for our listeners.
Again, I can't promote enough that there's help available. The Crisis Center in Brown County, 920-436-8888, 24 hours a day. The National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, 988, for anyone to utilize. And again, take time to listen and to ask questions. Be direct. Be comfortable with being uncomfortable, because you really could save a life by doing that.
And you're not planting anything. And I think that's really important, because I think we're all so afraid of saying the wrong thing and having to live with that. All right. Well, that's awesome. Thanks for what you're doing. You know, we live in this great community, and everybody talks about the Jobs and the Packers and everything else, but it's organizations like yours that make it a great community.
Well, thank you for talking about that.
Thank you for coming in.
Yeah, we'll have you back here. And I sure want to promote that Be the Light walk when that comes up. I know that's ways away, but we'll have you on again, because I just think this is important.
It's very important.
So we talk about it. All right. Hey, we're going to be back with Nikki. Nikki's back in the house. Took yesterday off. She's finally back. Talk a little bit about our afternoon. What's going on here, and the pints for...
Pour pints for a purpose.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's...
I still like Pints for a Profit, but that's not what it's about. Okay, we're going to be right back. It's Mine on the Mayor.
In the morning, you go gunning for the man who stole your water. And you will fight till he is dawning, but they catch you at the border. And the morning...
97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. If you follow the American Democracy Minute, you know that until last year, Wisconsin held the infamous title as one of the most gerrymandered states in the U.S. That changed November 5th. Former Governor Scott Walker accelerated gerrymandering of the Wisconsin Assembly, Senate, and congressional maps during his 2011 to 2019 tenure, engineering a 64-35 majority in the Wisconsin Assembly and a 22-11 majority in the Senate, despite an evenly divided liberal and conservative electorate. In 2023, the GOP was short of a supermajority by only 2 Assembly seats. Vetoes by current Governor Tony Evers tried to keep even worse maps at bay, but a conservative Wisconsin Supreme Court ultimately allowed them. But a Supreme Court election in 2023 shifted the ideology of the court, and the court's reconsideration of the Assembly and Senate maps led to new, fairer maps for the 2024 general election. While Republicans maintain control of both houses, fair maps reduce the artificial Republican advantage in the Assembly, 54-45, and the Senate, 18-15. Veto overrides of the governor are far less likely, forcing the legislature to compromise on more legislation. The congressional district map, which did not change, but is also widely recognized as gerrymandered, gave a 6-2 advantage to Republicans. We have links to local reporting at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Oh, because of Nikki. Okay, I got it. All right, she's back in the house, finally. We missed you.
Gone one day.
I know.
One day.
That's just that. Just
work
that,
from home and.
Can I say something?
Does that show the relevance of you in house?
I guess.
Yeah, I don't think you understand when you're not here.
Right.
How people are like, "Where's Nikki? Is Nikki okay?
Yeah.
Is she all right?
Mm-hmm.
Do we need to go? You know,
right?
Grab her a pizza."
The other thing.
It was crazy.
As I've told many people,
nobody cares if Jim or John are gone or Todd.
We know that.
Yeah. Nikki's no not callers. Here. No callers about Mino.
No. But you have a quality about you that tell you're a good mom because you kind of take care of like everybody.
Everybody.
And you feel that way too, right?
Absolutely.
You know that. People have said that before.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know if I'm the office mom. I'm a little too young in my own opinion.
Office mom.
But,
that's awesome. But you do organize a lot of things and you kind of keep, you know.
Everyone on track.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
she's very steady impossible. With her emotions and, you know.
You can tell.
And you very got, zen.
14 and 18-year-old boys, so that's
got
to keep
you... almost 21, and almost 21 and 14. So today, the great blow to my ego, and the reason I'm wearing a hat, is because my 14-year-old was kind enough to give me, like, this jump scare back, and he's like, "Mom, you've got a lot of gray hair." Dead is what his name is.
Yeah, I was just going to say, we'll have him
adopted.
Up. Yep.
Abandoned.
Right, abandoned.
I'm just days away from my root touch-up, bud. But here's the deal.
Oh, you got to
get
them closer together.
Oh, yeah, I was bad. Yeah. But anyway.
Do it like Jimmy's got it on his calendar every month.
That's right. I say what you want.
You dye my hair. Your next appointment before you even leave.
Oh, always.
Always. See? I bet you have a standing appointment every 4 weeks.
Always. Yep. Always. And my dog, too.
Yep. Oh, well, Milton, of course. My dog has a standing every other week.
You weren't here, but he his stylist. What did they call
No, they groomers. Were. Yes, groomers. She was sick. Yes. And then it's so all wonky.
Yeah, we had to get it all scheduled. That was,
I mean, and I who needs that? That
he was
before
very
the holidays.
He was very bummed out when I told him. Oh, like, no, ain't gonna happen.
I can imagine. So, he didn't get his anyway, spa day.
Yeah, he'll get it.
Okay. So anyway, so tonight, I am back in the office,
and you're bartending with us tonight, right?
And I'm here to like get things back on track because
Thank
you
goodness.
Have been
off the rails.
Well, I mean, I'm grossly mispronouncing the location of tonight's event,
well,
right?
I think people are like, okay,
so
what,
tonight
do,
is
then
the
they
simple
say to themselves, Zimbaldi. So they're saying that. They're saying, like, see, I do that on purpose because I say Zimbabwe, Zamboni. They're saying, no, it's Zimbaldi. So it's in their head.
Oh,
see, that's,
okay.
I'm
well,
way,
you keep
way,
telling
ahead
yourself
you.
That
way,
you
way,
are
way
helping,
ahead of
helping them.
High D. Way ahead of you.
High D.
High D. Yep. Disc training.
Can't be
Disc.
Wrong.
No, 98%. Okay. So what this is it's celebrity bartending, okay? And obviously
he's
we're using that that term celebrity. Whew, I mean bartending.
Who's
no.
coming?
So celebrity bartending with you and Johnny, right? You beloved, very passionate about the Alzheimer's Association.
That we are. Mm-hmm.
It is a very close cause to a lot of folks that in our organization. So what better way for us to be able to give back than to go ahead. Zimbaldi welcomed us in, have you two clowns on the other side of the bar tonight and just helping pull pints of beer.
All right.
And socializing. Chatting, networking, shaking hands,
taking
kissing
tips,
babies.
Taking tips.
Hey, the yes. guy, all right, the guy you need to focus this discussion on is the guy who's going to be behind the bar drinking up the profits.
Ooh.
So you want to really, you know, he's not here. He's out Christmas shopping. I think he's getting my gift. I hope
Probably.
That's what he's doing today because he said, look, I...
Oh, yeah.
I did, you know.
Undisclosed
right,
location.
He was online yesterday. Right. Christmas, Google search for Christmas gifts for high Ds. You should have saw the stuff that came up.
And that was on the company computer.
That's correct.
Good, good.
That,
there you go.
Okay, well, at least good. As long as he gets something.
We should this give him Tom's card for that behavioral training.
So tonight, pour pints for a purpose at Zimbaldi's. On Webster Avenue, right next to Gallagher's Pizza, 4 to 7.
Yeah.
All right.
It's going to be casual. It's going to be fun. Loose atmosphere. Obviously delicious.
Right.
Craft beer on tap.
And some information on Alzheimer's, which is, there's a lot of resources
there's
here
going
in
to
Brown
be
County.
Great folks from Appleton. The Alzheimer's Association there. Mm-hmm. If you have any questions, but... also, just to make that connection, right?
Yeah.
I think they do a great job of getting out and in the community with all of their events to raise awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And so Carrie and Joe and maybe some other folks from their organization will be there to chat it up as well. But just really, you know, we're all kind of busy these days. And what a great way to raise money and awareness and have some fun. Take the edge off of maybe your day, your week, the holiday season.
Right.
So that's we're gonna have some
feel
fun.
Feel good about something. So,
absolutely.
All right, it'll be fun.
It says there's bragging rights to the bartender with most tips. So
we have to figure out how we're gonna keep track.
How are you gonna keep track and
separate bins?
Who are you gonna who are they gonna pick?
Right
how
here.
Does that determine the this, show tomorrow?
This guy who sent in the text right
well,
here.
Peter Flukey said he's proud of you, first of all, for getting professional help with your fitness journey. But he also said, basically, see you at Zimbaldi Beer this afternoon.
Okay,
so
I can do both. When I read
I
that.
I think I owe Peter a beer just for like, yeah.
Just for being?
Yes.
Yes. He is.
Yeah, him and Tracy both.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're probably going to bike there.
Yeah.
Probably.
And don't forget, tomorrow morning we are live from the Packer Party House right across from Lambeau Field.
Super
and we
want to
see you out there. That's going on from 6 until 9 tomorrow morning, 1167 Shadow Lane.
And the backyard is, you see the stadium.
Great.
That's going to be a fun, fun party. We're there from 6 to 9, obviously our show. And we have some great surprise guests coming in. They're going to talk a lot about some great things in the great Green Bay community. And then it's also open from 9 to noon if you can't make it from 6 to 9. So stop by 1167 Shadow Lane. Nikki, thanks for coming in.
Shannon,
and you,
for
Miss
coming.
Shannon.
You did awesome.
Isn't she great?
Yeah.
Love her.
I love it.
So, all right, we're going to have you back, Shannon.
Yay.
And we will see everyone tonight, hopefully, at Zimbaldi's.
Woo!
All right. Have a great
Got it right.
Day.
Got it right. It's 4 o'clock. Mino and the Mayor, we'll see you tomorrow morning at 1167 Shadow Lane.
Goodbye.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as Up North News radio host Pat Kreitlow and Trigvi Olson, Packer owner and senior advisor at Lincoln Project, is here to discuss. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The suspected killer of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson remains in a Pennsylvania jail fighting extradition to New York. Luigi Mangione's writings show anger with health insurance companies and a disdain for corporate greed and power. He is being held without bail. The Labor Department is out with its November report on consumer prices. Yes, we are still paying more than we were a year ago for nearly everything, says ABC's Jim Ryan.
The Consumer Price Index takes into account all items across all categories. In November, the CPI rose 0.3% from its October level and 2.7% over the past 12 months. That's in line with analysts' expectations. Nearly 40% of last month's rise came in the housing category.
It's the latest in the grocery store saga. Albertsons is giving up on its merger with Kroger's a day after two separate courts rejected the deal. Albertsons is also suing Kroger, saying it didn't do enough to secure regulatory approval for the deal. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with